The KVOE preseason area high school football tour continues, and today we're at Madison and joined now by senior Colton Ish. And Colton, I know you have played a factor for the Bulldogs the last couple of years. How excited are you for the senior season?
I'm really excited. This year coming up, I'm playing a new position on offense, so that's going to be really, really fun and a whole new learning experience.
Can you break down what position you'll be playing?
Yeah, so I'll be at quarterback this year. So it's a big step for me, just learning everything this summer, and I'm ready to lead the team and just see what I can do.
What did you learn from maybe some previous quarterbacks at Madison? You guys have had some good ones.
Yeah, we've had Hayden Helm last year. He was pretty good runner, so I learned a lot from him, just watching him. And Casey, his brother, I watched him play. My brother is actually a quarterback for a little bit, so I've had a few people I've watched. And Ryan Wolgram, actually, he's a big guy, very good quarterback. So I've had a lot of good players in front of me, so I'm ready to back them up, see what I can do.
And you got some other key pieces back as well. I know Octavian Dean is one of them. Who else will you guys have to depend on this fall?
Yeah, Octavian Dean, he'll be a good receiver, and he's pretty good blocking down on the line. And then we got Cade Hurlbert. He's a senior too. He'll be running the ball, catching the ball, blocking. He'll be doing everything. He'll be a pretty good guy to have. And then Packer's a big man on the line. He can get things done and get people blocked. It'll be really good for us.
I know you guys go to Lebo week one. Exciting test to kick off the season.
Yeah, I couldn't be more excited and ready to go down there and play them.
Well, Colton, best of luck this season. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Now joined by Madison head football coach Nate Teichgraber. And coach, I know it wasn't the season you guys wanted last year. Kind of a lot of change as well. But you learned from that. And how do you feel like the summer was for your bunch?
You know, I think overall we had a pretty good summer. We had solid participation in the weight room and with our summer activities. So, you know, you mentioned it wasn't the season that we necessarily wanted last year, but, you know, I think to keep it in perspective, I think a lot of schools would die to have a winning season. So I think that just goes to, you know, the tradition that Madison's had over the years. And so we're looking to rebound this season and make a playoff push.
And let's talk a little bit about the guys you have back. You know, Colton Ish, Octavian Dean, Packer, Bollinger, just a kind of a good solid core to go around at the start.
Yeah, I would throw Cade Hurlbert in there, senior Gabe Villarreal as well. You know, and then a host of other guys too. We return, I think, 8 Littermen, guys that have played a lot of football for the Dogs over the last few years. And then we have some solid newcomers too that didn't necessarily get on the varsity field last year, but were pushing for it and are definitely pushing to get their way onto the varsity field this year. So we're excited after summer coming in and after our first week. And so we're looking forward to Friday's Jamboree and kind of see where we're at.
Yeah, and I believe that Jamboree is at Crest, and I know talking with Coach Brian Hadley over at Lebo earlier this week, probably going to see them before you go to battle with them in week one.
Yeah, having a Jamboree opponent that you see week one, you know, you never really know what kind of gamesmanship goes into that on both sides, but, you know, I guess we're both getting a kind of an early preview of what we'll see next week. So we're looking forward to the Jamboree, and you know, I think all three of the schools that are going to be there are quality for football programs and have quality coaches and kids, so we're excited about the opportunity.
What's one thing you've seen growth wise out of your team?
I think overall our level of discipline has improved. from last year to this year. You know, I think some of that comes with my second year as coach, and so the kids know me a little bit better, and I know them a little bit better, and so, you know, the expectations are in place, and so I just think maybe overall our discipline level is going to be better to start the year.
And as we mentioned, week one going to Levo, a big one out of the gate, and I know Madison wants to try to get a league title, and I know Burlingame is week three for you guys, and of course you get Northern Heights, who's coming back into the Lyon County League and now being an eight-man program, another good test for the Bulldogs.
Absolutely. You know, Lebo, they've always been a pretty big rival with Madison and within the LCL. So, you know, we definitely haven't lacked for motivation, you know, over the summer, and knowing that we have that big league opponent week one. So, you know, there's a lot of respect, I think, from Madison's end towards Lebo. And so, you know, with that in mind, we hope that our preparation will be good and that we can have a good performance next Friday.
And I know the district schedule is tough as well. You have the defending state champions with Linden, Chase County, made a push last year in 8-man one as well. It's week in and week out test, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, another district opponent, I think, Northern Heights, they're dropping down from 11-man down to 8. So, you know, a little bit bigger of a school. New district this year, but you know, every year it's a challenge, and it's no different this year with our district. So we have our work cut out for us, so it's pretty important that we improve every week and see where we're at.
All right, coach, appreciate the time as always. Looking forward to our chats on the Area Coach's Corner starting next Thursday.
Looking forward to it, Mr. Sherwood. Thank you very much.
Today's stop of the KVOE Preseason Area High School Football Tour in Madison has been brought to you by Midwest Land Group agent Cody Thurston, here to help you buy or sell the land of your dreams. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. MT Networks, proudly supporting the Madison and Coffee County communities. For affordable, reliable, and unlimited high-speed internet, contact a company you can trust, MT Networks. Verify availability and apply online at madtel.com. And Shankey Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.